You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. One of the highlights of Idaho's entertainment calendar is the Sun Valley Film Festival, which continues to attract a combination of movie fans, Oscar-winning filmmakers, and emerging actors and directors. And the festival begins March 18th. Our George Prentice visited with Teddy Grennan, executive director of the Sun Valley Film Festival, as well as festival director Candace Pate. They talked about this year's slate of films, the challenge of closing down Ketchum's Main Street for the big party, and the festival's economic impact.
Can you talk a little bit about bringing filmmakers with their films and that privilege?
Oh, my gosh. So that's the biggest thing that we've done this year, other than the Ford Pitch Fest, which we can talk about also. The biggest thing that we've done is increased the attendance of our filmmakers at the festival this year. We have just over 80% of all of our films will have a filmmaker in tow. And it's been a major investment from the festival as far as sharing not only their stories, which we do every year. We wanted to really have a larger presence of the filmmakers at the festival, which is, you know, it's sharing. And that's a lot of what we do at the festival is giving people the opportunity to learn a little bit more than just about the film.
Candace, can you remind us of what kind of an economic engine the film festival is to the region?
Oh, absolutely, George. That's one of the best things about it, I think. Sharing this special place, Sun Valley, with folks coming in for the festival. We're proud to say over $5.5 million of economic impact, bringing people here over 5 days in March when perhaps they wouldn't necessarily be thinking of this place and experiencing it up on the slopes, but also down in the theaters. We're really proud of that fact.
Can you talk about the relationship you have with your sponsors? It is not a traditional transactional relationship.
It's a partnership. What we develop are these partnerships. So, for example, the One Potato, where you were able to go on set this summer.
Yeah.
We have a new
collaborator.
I think it's a really nice way to put it as a collaborator, is with Jump. They saw the value in making films here in Idaho. We give these filmmakers, they submit a screenplay 10 pages or under through our initiative. It's selected, and then we give them a head start. And they shoot it here in Idaho. So that's actually a long standing event that we do, or an opportunity that we do with a collaborator.
Candace, can you talk a little bit about the measured growth of the festival? It's hard to believe that it is 9 years.
Yeah, no, it's really been amazing. We watch these pass sales come in. I'm like, oh my goodness, they're coming from all over the country and even internationally. Like, it's been a real word of mouth kind of thing, George, but we're now up over 4,500 attendees, and it's remarkable.
How do you measure success?
You know, I think it's that word of mouth that I mentioned earlier. I think when we hear about people who've discovered the festival and then told their friends about it and bring their friends year over year and return, much like Sun Valley does, the return rate for the festival is something that we're really proud of. People come, they discover us, and then they come back and bring friends. And I'd say that's a real, you know, shot in the arm and a measurement of success for us.
We try to service, we don't service, we actually do the work that we need to do for our partners. And whether it's, you know, Jackson Jets out of here in Boise has been kind enough to provide aircraft service for our filmmakers who are coming up. That is a huge, it's not just a big deal for us. We see that as striking a tone for the festival where you can come to the festival where it's not just the film, but like, those are the kind of partners that we've been able to cultivate, whether it's here, like I was talking with Jump, with them understanding the opportunity of the One Potato. You know, those, you coming up and hosting our coffee talks, our crown jewel, like it literally, like, you know, we were kind of corny about this where they say, you know, it takes a village, and we always say it takes a valley. And we've got support from the town, from the schools, from the resort, and the hotels. I mean, it has been very much a big effort. That's been the success of it, is everybody kind of leaning in and helping when and where they can. And starting with our team, you know, it's a seasonal job for these guys, and it's a lot of work.
Talk about the experience of communicating with a young filmmaker and letting them know that they've been accepted to the Sun Valley Film Festival. It's a bit of a life-changing conversation, yes?
We've Skyped in these filmmakers, and we tell them about the fact that their film's been selected. And the reactions that we actually get on video are phenomenal. I mean, from like hollering, Mom, I made it into the festival, to tears, to just shock. It's really been a ball being able to sort of let these folks know and see their reactions. It's amazing.
Candace, it's important to remind folks of the family nature of the festival.
For sure. You know, Nat Geo, who's been a partner of ours from the get-go, all 9 years, their stuff just crosses all generational lines. And they've got some amazing premieres this year that we're thrilled to have. But, you know, bring your family, bring your kids. For sure, that is definitely a big piece of our offerings.
You get to pick one film to gush about.
Oh, that's actually, the Nat Geo films are, gush on. I got one.
Good. Teddy and I went down to Sundance this year and were able to see this film that we were hoping to get and we have since secured. And it's a film called 9 Days. And it stars Winston Duke and Zazie Beetz. And, you know, it's by a filmmaker by the name of Edson Oda. It is so powerful. Beautifully shot. The acting is incredible. It's kind of it's a crazy, intense, trippy story. But man, oh man, when we saw it at Sundance, I was hoping we would get it. And then sure enough, we did. So I'm really excited about 9 Days. And it's also really cool because this is a filmmaker that came out of the Labs program at Sundance. And it really reinforced some of the things that we're doing with the Sun Valley Film Initiative, finding these emerging voices in film, giving them a leg up, whether it's a $25,000 grant with Ford or a mentorship with an award-winning screenwriter. You know, these are the kinds of leads and gets that these people need to be able to propel themselves to be the, you know, next wave of award-winning storytellers.
And audiences will know Winston Duke from Black Panther.
Exactly.
Yeah. Wow. And Us. Yep.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Terrific in it.
Talk a little bit about the variety of the festival experience. Goodness knows there's the workshops, there are the prizes, there's the films, but then things light up at night.
As we'd like to say, you know, we're big on festivals, not just films. We've got 3 nights of music this year at our venue that we love, Whiskey Jack's, which is where we do our awards bash at midnight on Saturday, which is a kind of a grab bag. But it does, you know, we have Friday night that we've been working with the town. Candy can talk a little bit more about this, but we're shutting down Main Street, which was a huge partnership.
Candace, what does it take to shut down Main Street?
Yeah. Well, let's just say it's quite a bit of coordination, but it sure is going to be worth it. We did it 2 years ago, George, and it was a ton of fun, and we're building on it this year with the theme being...
Main Street Salutes a Legend.
Which night of the festival will this be?
Friday night.
It's going to be fun.
March 18th through the 22nd, she is Candace Pate. He is Teddy Grennan. Guys, I'll see you in Sun Valley.
Can't wait, George.
Can't wait, George. Thanks.
And again, that was our George Prentice. This year's Sun Valley Film Festival runs March 18th through the 22nd. I want to thank all of you for joining us today and being a part of Idaho Matters. Our producers are Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright. Molly Wampler is our production assistant, and Chloe Ball is our intern. And if you're looking for a way to support the show, rate and review the Idaho Matters podcast. Just download the free show on Apple Podcast on your app to leave a rating. Thank you so much for, as I said, participating in Idaho Matters. It is, what day is it? It's Wednesday. It's been a long week already, folks. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you back here tomorrow.